You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The old ball knower, Eric Chiafalo here, as we have a, we're booking gets and stuff during the break. Who knows? We could have a Mavericks rookie joining the show tomorrow. That's possible. It's possible.
It's a great tease, Walchuk.
You got to stay tuned to the G-Bag Nation. Hour number five, the power hour here in the nation. Walchuk, Chiafalo, Broadus, Lucius. We got Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Appreciate everybody who watches us on YouTube, Twitch, listens on the Odyssey app, cruises around. We love you, and thank you very much for making us a part of your day. Let's go around the bases as the Rangers are looking to get back in the win column. They got a big one tonight. It's DeGrom night. DeGromination, your Rangers all-star, will be on the bump against Yusei Kikuchi, the lefty, who's 3-6, but does have a 2.81 ERA, 106 Ks on the season. Not going to be easy against Yusei Kikuchi in Anaheim. Rangers lineup is out. Sam Haggerty, he's going to be DHing leading off. Seager, Simeon, Adolis Garcia, Wyatt Langford, Jonah Heim catching, Berger, Ezekiel Loran playing third. And how about our guy from last week, our Rangers players show, Michael Hellman, center field. And he's going to be rounding it out. They're hitting the nine spot. Hopefully he ends up just being an absolute stud.
Hella, hella, men, 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 men. Hella, hella, men, 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 men.
Hella, hella. Okay, so...
I think the Rangers need to sweep these four games.
Put it. I want to see the call. Go ahead. Put in the call. Rangers going
to
get the sweep.
I think the Rangers have to sweep these four games.
Let's go.
I love that. If you don't get the sweep, then you're done. You throw in the towel.
Over.
You can't split against the Angels here. I mean, you've got to find a way to... And the people say, oh, win three out of four. No, you need a good four-game winning streak going into Houston this weekend, because that could be a little hairy.
But, oh, yeah.
But, you know, you don't need to be like, oh, well, the Rangers were 1-3 with Anaheim. If that's the case, then, you know, Chris can start to take more calls and say, listen, all those guys you're talking about, they're thinking about hit, they can hit, or we're going to hit, take a peek. Any of them you want, you know?
You interested?
If you think they're going to hit, would you like to trade for any of these guys, you know, kind of a deal. So.
Well, it does appear a lot of people are interested right now in the Red Sox outfielder, Jarren Duran. That was a big news update from today, most likely to be traded at the 2025 deadline, according to executives around Major League Baseball. Jason Stark writing about that in The Athletic. So Duran probably in play for a lot of teams. I think he's the most likely of those players in the Red Sox outfield to change teams. Red Sox already made the big move to ship away Rafael Devers to the Giants, so maybe Duran. What's been a very disappointing season for the Boston Red Sox. And earlier, you know, when we had Chris Young on the show, CY, I encourage you to go back and listen to it. We got a podcast for you at 4:20 every Monday. But, I mean, he even did acknowledge, I mean, it's possible they could try and do a little bit of both. Maybe somebody makes him a good offer for one of their guys, and then they could also still be buyers. We also have to worry about that taxpayer number that maybe they don't want to go over. So we'll see what ends up happening as we get closer to the deadline. But as of right now, man, it's got to be tough to envision this team being really, really aggressive buyers unless they show something positive in terms of the lineup. The Nats, they did fire their manager and GM. We talked about that earlier with COI as well. And this is right before they've got the number one overall pick in the draft, which is going to be this coming Sunday. So Dave Martinez, Mike Rizzo. I mean, we played the audio of Dave Martinez like a month ago.
Yeah.
Where he talked about, it's not the coach's fault.
Yeah.
Not on us. It's never been about the coaching. I can't hit for the players. It sounded like a guy that wanted to be canned.
Yeah.
So he's had one winning season ever. It was the year that they won the World Series. Otherwise, it really has not worked out well in Washington. And, you know, they'll bring somebody else in there to figure out. They got some young talent after that Juan Soto deal. So we'll see, you know, what ends up happening there in Washington. And Yu Darvish is set to make his season debut for the Padres tonight, right after that series with Texas. Former Ranger getting back on the bump for San Diego. So excited to see him. He had right elbow inflammation. He's been sidelined since spring training. So he'll get the nod. That's a big, big get. Last year, he was awesome. Went 7-3, 3.31 ERA. You know, Darvish is still getting it done at his age, but hey, the whirling Darvish. We'll see how he does tonight and how deep he goes into the game in his first start for San Diego.
That Padres team, man, they got some. I mean, it's to me they. I kind of was every time it's just every time they came to bat, it was felt like
they got like a star.
Yeah, it's like
their roster.
It's like a hard team to like to you know, from 1-9. You know, having to deal with that. It seems like every time you get to the bottom of the order, then, you know, you're kind of like, oh, geez, well, this guy's on. Well, here we go again, you know.
It's crazy because they've spent a lot of money, but unfortunately it just hasn't really worked out for them. Yeah. But hey, who knows? Maybe if they get their pitching figured back out, you know, the Dodgers are looking like maybe they're a little bit beatable. The Houston on the other side has been absolutely incredible in the American League. That sucks for us to see.
Yeah.
But we got a home run derby news. Fernando Tatis Jr., speaking of the Padres, he is not going to be in the home run derby. He removed his name from consideration. He said, quote, I wish, but I've been getting cramps around my obliques, so I'm not going to take the chance. Is that an excuse? Because maybe you just don't want to do it? Or do you think like he really is, he's got the oblique cramps?
Yeah. I think he's probably got it.
It's probably legit. Yeah.
I mean, it's a cramp?
Well, I've been getting cramps, my obliques, so I'm not going to take a chance.
I mean, okay, yes. Isn't that usually when you're getting the cramp there in the oblique? Isn't that usually like a hydration thing?
Yeah, and the home run derby's in Atlanta, and it'll probably be a hot, humid night, and he probably will sweat it up. He's already a no body fat guy, right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and you don't want to mess with the oblique situation.
No,
and we've seen those, especially the Rangers, then you just
those get away from you.
Swing as hard as you can, and see if you can. Land on the IL.
Yeah,
who the hell knows?
Dude, does anybody swing a baseball bat harder than Wyatt Langford?
See, that's what I'm saying.
Every time I watch him swing, I'm just so blown away at the torque on this thing. I mean, Dolly's, no question.
He looks like he is swinging for the fences every time.
I was mentioning last night that, like, when they were trying to figure out with all the oblique injuries that the Rangers have had, and he asked Boach about it, and Boach kind of said, well, I think we do too much swinging. I mean, we do too, you know, it's like the workload is like, you know, these guys now have the ability to go and hit off tees, hit off machines. You know, a lot of these guys get to the games. Like, we see this, we're out there broadcasting like 5 hours early doing stuff.
And they've swung themselves out.
Yeah, so he's kind of saying maybe they need to do less swinging, you know. So we'll see. For a team that's not getting much, like,
hey, anything would help. Right,
well,
now. There's no bad answers.
They've had moments where they've been good, and then they've had moments where they've been really, really, really bad.
And more so, it's been the latter. So maybe they are overdoing it. All right, guys, let's go ahead and take it off a little. Take the foot off the gas pedal a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take a breather.
That's all everybody needs to hear.
Maybe go in there and watch some film or something. I don't know. There's another way we can do this. Quote, I just decided not to do it this year. That's the polar bear, Pete Alonso. He doesn't want to do the home run derby either.
He got tired of winning it?
I guess, but he's also...
Our Dodger guy won it last year, right? When was the game in Arlington?
That was last year.
Yeah, it was in Arlington last year?
Yeah.
The guy from the Dodgers won it, right?
Oh, my gosh. I think I even picked him to win it last year. I'm blanking on his
GPT.
Name. This is really annoying me.
Yeah. Hernandez.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
He said he's never really had the full 3 days off, so he just wants to be in the best position possible to help the team win in the second half. He's in a groove with certain things. Definitely would do it again. Doesn't mean no forever, but no Pete Alonso this year in the Derby.
He's the one that was always going into the the clubhouse and cranking out heavy deadlifts, right? In
big
between
time.
In between.
Yes. And he's been a staple.
Plate. Yeah.
Now he's unfortunately not going to do this.
That's so. Legendary, bro.
I
they had the camera
nobody,
on him and
nobody's
everything.
Nobody's like more obsessed with like workout.
The deadlifts.
The gym deadlift, whatever workout.
I have an appreciation for the work that these guys put in. He's in the middle of a competition and in between when he should just be sitting there and maybe just mentally preparing, catching a breath. He's like, no, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to get better. I'm going to get stronger.
I worked with a coach one time in college that would do curls before, like, we had our coaching pictures. Like,
that's just a heady play.
He had the equipment guys up his sleeves on his coaching shirts. And this is like the 1980s, man.
He knows what he's doing.
Like the bad wide, you know, that collar that was terrible. And,
yeah.
But he'd have him sew up his shirts, and he would go and do curls before he'd like come running out. He'd be the last guy to come running out and stand in line with his like the biceps.
Hey, those pictures live on. It's a smart play on his part.
Yeah, I mean,
hey, kids, look at me, huh?
Maybe even crank out the push-ups there a little bit. Yeah. You know, kind of get some of that tricep.
My slacks were always too short. I had the worst slacks.
What do you mean? You were wearing like high waters?
Pretty much.
They just didn't have your size? No, or they just didn't care about you?
They were ill-fitting. Yeah, it was khaki and like, I'll show you a picture.
You're rocking like nice socks?
Like, no, hell no. I didn't have nice socks. I had white. And then we had these shoes with tongues on them, like Nike.
Tongue shoes?
Tongue, like baseball, kind of like coaching shoes. I looked awful.
What are you talking about?
The tongue that lays over?
Like the Rolling Stone?
like the tongue that lays over the laces.
Yeah.
So it's like the extra long tongue.
That's what made me quit coaching, because I got tired of wearing the stupid gear.
I don't like the gear. I'm out of here.
I did. I quit. I said,
as a scout,
not
I can wear whatever the hell I like. Give me the damn parkas,
if you
guys.
Want me to be a recruiting guy, I can wear a coat and tie every day, and I'm not going to wear this stupid gear.
I'm not wearing this.
I'm
going to
show you a picture.
I want to see it. I want to see you with the high water khakis.
Watch, you're gonna
some crappy little socks showing way too much ankle.
Watch,
and then the extra long tongue laid over the laces.
Okay,
long tongue.
Just watch. You're gonna like, oh my god, bro, I can't believe this.
Standing by.
You guys have never done the thing where you crank out some maybe some push-ups or something before a little pool party.
Is that a serious question?
Hell yeah, you get a pump, bro.
Thank you.
You absolutely 100% get a pump.
Pool party, Lucius?
Well, pool party pump is huge.
Lucius, like, and you show
that,
up in your
take
robe.
That nitrous oxide, too, so you're nice and veiny, too, Phil.
Yeah.
What?
Absolutely, man.
I'm playing out here.
Cigar, robe, and a tequila bottle. That's me, Lucius. Yeah. After you got a workout.
He's looking like Apollo Creed.
Yeah,
like,
what the hell?
All jacked up. That's fantastic, dude. That's how you do a summer pool party right there.
Byron Buxton has announced he will be the fourth participant in the Home Run Derby. So
he
we'll
might
get
win
Buxton
it.
In
he
this
might
thing. Like, the Mariners, Cal Raleigh's in this. That's probably the headliner. Okay. James Woods going to be in there from the Nats. And
James
then,
Wood, the actor?
No, it's his cousin. I'll buy the same name. It's crazy.
James
that
Woods.
Wood family.
The car dealer guy.
Yeah, that he just didn't get the acting chops. But he can swing a mean bat. And then shout out to Clayton Kershaw. He was named the MLB All-Star Game legend pick for the 11th time. He will be in the All-Star Game. That's courtesy.
So is this the final one?
Probably, but I feel like every year it might be the final one for Kershaw. So him, Paul Skeens, Ellie De La Cruz, they're all going to be in there for the National League. But this was a Rob Manfred doing him a solid, going ahead and having Kershaw, who became the 20th pitcher to reach 3,000 strikeouts. So congratulations to Highland Park's own Clayton Kershaw.
I'm seeing this in real time. Maybe you guys already saw this earlier today, but it looks like, you know how we do like the McAfee cast for those college football games and stuff? Looks like we're going to get one for the Home Run Derby.
Oh, perfect.
McAfee?
Are we not doing, is Chris Berman out? Is he not doing it anymore? Back,
no,
back,
no.
Back, back,
I, th- back? I think Berman still has his place, but now they're diversifying the options for folks at home. If you want maybe the old school traditional way of Chris Berman doing it, or if you want to go with the new age McAfee cast.
Okay.
Which brings an element. I'll tell you what, I really enjoyed watching the college football playoff games with the McAfee cast. It just added an extra layer of just comedy during the game. Yeah. I thought it was a lot of fun.
No, it was.
And for a home run derby, which is just unserious, why would you not? It seems like a no-brainer.
You're just having fun with that.
They're going to hit that out the park.
I love that idea. I think that's awesome. I'm excited to hear that.
Sorry, Eric. I'm trying to find this picture for you.
No, it's all good. I want to see that tongue. All right, let's see that tongue.
He's got the tongue out.
We're going to have to get this on the fan cam for tomorrow.
At some point, we're definitely going to have to figure this out. You can send that over to Carter.
Oh, my God.
Real-time reaction from Eric.
This is incredible.
How's the tongue?
Is it like such ill-fitting clothes? That's 1987, 88.
Who are you working with?
LSU.
Okay.
It doesn't help that the guy next to you is just a total man dime. You know, is that the guy who was doing the curls?
No.
Who's next to you?
No,
he looks like he's getting it done.
Yeah.
But yeah, your pants are very tight in the top half. And then they sort of loosen up.
Yeah.
And then they stop about 3 inches before they should down at the ankle, revealing
bad shoes.
Revealing the giant tongue laid over your shoelaces.
You couldn't wear any different shoes. They made you wear those shoes.
No, they're matching. Everything that Broadus is wearing, his fellow coaches are wearing as well, except some of them decided to go with the open button look on the chest. Broadus, of course, took that thing up to the Adam's apple.
Yeah.
What about the glasses, though, there, Broadus? Was that the thing? Because I think those are fly. You should be rocking those to this day.
See, those are belts. Those are pants without belts. I mean, imagine that.
Tucked in shirt with pants that are too tight.
Oh, wow.
This is like the...
Those are tight pants, man.
Impressive tongues, though.
Those are very tight pants. Hold that up again, bro.
Yeah, you got to see that, Lucius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, tongues are...
Those really are tight pants. And it look like you're dressed to go to a sting operation.
Yeah. look, Lucius. Yeah. Look at
hand-to-hand drug sales.
Oh, man.
Look at that. Look at
they are short.
Look how short the pant leg is.
Yeah, it's short.
Crazy. I mean, literally, it's... They're too tight.
You need it. Yeah, they're a little tight. You needed a different size. All right, speaking of tight, what's better here? You'd rather get booed or laughed at? We had a bunch of people laughing at Alvin Kamara as he went ahead and threw out the first pitch this past weekend. It wasn't very good, but then you had
Carter. And he got a mulligan, too.
And he immediately like calls it himself. He's like, yeah, let me redo that.
Who'd you throw out for?
I don't like the mulligan deal. That's a good question.
Wasn't the Cubbies?
Was
it before Sunday Night Bait? No. I don't think it was. I think it was earlier in the day, unless it was the night before.
Why'd I ask that question? I'm sorry.
I feel like a Cubby, a Cub.
It was at Wrigley Field.
Like good
call. It was Wrigley.
Okay, let's stay with the Cubs then, because they had, for the seventh inning stretch, Call Her Daddy podcast host Alex Cooper.
Call who daddy?
Well,
Alex Cooper was on this thing?
Yeah, Alex Cooper sings Take Me Out to the Ball Game in the seventh inning, and she made a... I don't know. You judge from her here. Is she taking this seriously? Is she doing a bit? The crowd there really didn't like this.
Her daddy and CEO of Unwell, Alex Cooper.
All right, Daddy Gang and Cubs fans, are you ready? You've never seen something like this before. A one, a two, a three.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care. Never come back. So let's root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame.
That deserved all the booze.
Yeah.
That's
a shame.
You think she was like hammered? You think the drinks got a little too?
I would have to imagine yes, but I don't know why she decided to do that with her voice.
No, what are you?
She made a mockery of it. First of all,
was she trying to like sounded Harry terrible. Carey? Was she trying to do the Harry Carey version of it?
What she was trying to do there, but Wrigley didn't like it.
No.
She got showered with the booze.
No.
I think I'd probably rather get laughed at than getting that booed. Like I'll take the bad first pitch.
Okay, would you rather? Okay, let me ask you this, guys. Would you rather throw out a first pitch or sing the Take Me Out to the Ball Game? If you had to pick one.
I'd probably
first pitch all day.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd probably do the first pitch.
It's not. Yeah, I feel like it's a better honor.
It is a better
first pitch, and it's quick.
Yeah, it's
the nerves either way are going to be a factor.
I just kind of feel like first pitch lives on forever. That shows you how unathletic you are. Singing, not a lot of people can do. So if you could kind of just get through it.
You take the singing?
I take the singing.
All right.
The first pitch, like with Crawford's shoulder, that thing's
you probably would.
That thing's going to the backstop.
I do respect your self-awareness on that.
You'd be skipping it.
Yeah. Were you in the choir growing up or anything?
No,
like, you don't have any type of background?
No, not at all. That's why I go to 8 o'clock service on Sunday so I don't have to sing.
Okay, so you are actively avoiding singing, but you'd still rather sing than pitch.
But you do it here.
But I would do it on. I would do it because I'm afraid the first pitch would be, my gosh, that guy was a Division I athlete.
Yeah. I mean, well, don't get me wrong. We all remember, right? Like, it's 50 Cent, all-time
dude,
bad.
You sang the national anthem at a bar. We were at that place, Shakerton's.
Oh, yeah, we were at Shakerton's.
You did that, like, perfect.
Well,
maybe
grading,
it would be easier to do.
Grading on a very, very...
Fireball-y scale.
Yeah, crazy scale
and
there.
They gave us something. They gave us some kind of whiskey out there. I can't remember what it was.
It was a good whiskey, though.
It was good.
And that helped quite a bit. Yeah, that's true. I guess my track record does say I should just go for the...
Yeah, I think you should go for the sing.
Take you out to the ball game.
Yeah, I would do a better job than this lady did.
Well, she really
that, that's honestly one of those where it was like, it was so bad to listen to. If I was her boyfriend or something, I'd be like, I don't think I can unhear that, and I don't think I can ever look at you
but
the
see,
same. You know, how like something happens that's sort of trivial, but you're like, I just can't get past it. I think it would be one of those
like when
things.
When she farts in her sleep?
Yes. It can
you're like, oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I just got the
itch. Wow, it's going to take a long time to recover from this.
Yeah, exactly.
I should have seen that.
That's how I felt about Red Panda a little bit, too, like watching her fall down.
Yeah, poor she's Panda.
Done. I really do. She's done.
That's it.
Her comeback's going to be
the magic
incredible.
Is gone right there.
No, she fell.
The comeback
the
to Red Panda.
The whole bit is she could juggle on a unicycle, and she fell.
And she's flawless. Like, there's not a blemish on her resume.
She's 55 years old. It was a great run.
She's going to go crush it on the comeback tour. All right, let's do some hodgepodging. Can we talk more Red Panda?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think there is a subject we really need to get to.
Okay, we're going to get to that.
I hope so.
And then we'll sprinkle in a little college football action as well. That's next year in the nation.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Segment here, The Nation, brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one have been hurt in a car wreck, please call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. carsforkids.org. Donate today at Cars for Kids as well. Okay, so we'll get to crosstalk with Fan After Dark. We have Fred Davis and we have Chris Arnold taking you for a power hour, leading you in to Texas Rangers baseball pregame show in Anaheim. Kikuchi versus DeGrom. It's going to be a pitcher's duel tonight, boys and girls.
Need a win.
I take the under every time when the Rangers play baseball. Yeah. Probably another good opportunity, especially in a DeGrom start. I mean, it's two or less. Two or less, two or less, two or less. That's the way it goes. Can you win 3-2 tonight? Can you win 3-2 tonight? Yeah. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
Just get to three
runs.
You might have to win 1-0.
You might have to win 1-0.
You never know.
DeGrom can show up, and if you say, hey, this is going to be a 1-0 game, Jake's going to say, give me the damn ball. Yeah. Get out of the way. All right? Everybody else, I feel more confident about a DeGrom shutout than even the Rangers getting one run. How crazy is that?
It's not crazy.
It's the world we live in right now. I still can't believe the disrespect that Broaddus is throwing Red Panda's way.
Yeah, what the hell,
just totally counting her out, writing her off.
Yeah.
Just one fall down, one slip up, one bad draft is just going to ruin the GM's career forever. There's no way to bounce back from it.
No.
It feels pretty disrespectful for a lady
she's got one job.
Who's stacked dubs day in, day out for decades.
Got one job, stay on the bike.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened more often.
That's what I'm saying. It didn't. That's why she was at the top of her game. Some slippage going on right now.
Once, the redemption story.
Yeah. The whole bit, you can't have a 55-year-old woman falling on her back at NBA games.
Yeah, we just seen a wizard behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have seen it.
Listen, I'm with you. I do feel a little bit like too much now,
all of a sudden,
and I wish
like,
I could unsee it.
We're getting a backboard out there with neck brace next time, you know?
I kind of enjoy it.
Yeah, I wonder if they are going to set up some type of like padding around her next time, like a just-in-case
like
factor.
Goalie gear?
Yeah. Well, maybe they dress her in some gear, or they just, you know, the hardwood becomes more soft wood, you know, surrounding her in case she takes a spill again.
There's not going to be a next time.
There's no doubt, though, that was the greatest halftime performance in sports. Like, there wasn't anything that was outdoing
that, The Grambling Band was better than
the
that.
Dogs.
We talked about this. Frisbee Dog's a give-up.
I don't think so. I love the Frisbee Dog. They're shooting buckets like Air Bud out there.
You don't have to pay the Frisbee Dog.
Yeah, these dogs are doing badass tricks.
I thought you always like the pyrotechnics and stuff like that where there's fire.
The sword swallowing.
Okay, see? There you go.
I don't believe that's really a thing. I think these people are jobbing us. I don't know. Who in the world decides, hey, this is a great idea. I'm going to shove a sharp sword down my esophagus.
Into my chest and my gut.
When's the last time I don't get sliced open?
No, it's a great point. The sword swallowing is actually probably even more impressive than Red Panda.
When do we do this? I haven't seen sword swallowing.
Halftime sword swallowing?
No.
Well, they do like kind of like, I don't know, like ancient Rome night or whatever at the arena.
Ancient Rome night.
I think that's where the sword swallowing became
popularized. Scarborough Fair?
Is that your final answer?
that's
Scarborough Fair.
Yeah.
Don't
fact check me on that, but I do think Walchuk makes a good point here.
I have never seen sword swallowing on at an NBA game or ever, any place.
Any type of halftime deal?
No, heck no. Maybe Vegas.
Okay. Okay. Well,
maybe on some videos.
Vegas, sure.
Maybe on some videos, you ever go down the sword swallowing rabbit hole there?
You might.
That honestly is. I'm glad you brought that up, Walchuk, because that really is one of the most crazy ideas for entertainment.
He brought it up, and it doesn't happen at a sporting event.
No, and that might be
true.
They were
talking about doing it 2022 Super Bowl halftime show. They just chickened out because they were worried somebody was going to slice their intestines open.
Yeah, I don't. It is crazy that we haven't heard.
That during the pandemic?
I've never heard of a sword swallowing story gone awry, right? Like, you never see the headline some type of Renaissance festival has a guy sword swallowing.
You're bringing that back around.
The circus is
trying to power that point home.
I think he might be closer with this one than the other one, the Greek thing he said.
Yeah,
I think,
okay. I think you're
closer with this one.
Let me see.
Yeah, he just gave it to the Greeks. They're like a bunch of sword swallowing fools.
The invention of sword swallowing. I'm going to get to the bottom of this because that is one of the most insane.
Probably happened in Atlantic City, 1921.
Like, how desperate do you have to be to make money?
Look what I could do.
Yeah. That's okay. A party trick.
Britain's got talent. I mean, these they're everywhere here, these sword swallowers.
And the fire swallowers.
Yes.
Yeah.
The fire also, crazy. Yeah,
that kind of stuff.
I've seen a lady that she swallows the fire and farts it out. You seen that?
No way.
I'm not making that up.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm not making that up, bro.
Dude. That's wild. Now, that's a real talent.
Yeah.
How do you discover that about yourself? Like, I think I could eat that fire. And then just send it right out the back
door. That's a party trick.
Within seconds. That's an all-time party trick.
Yeah.
That is crazy, bro. What should I type in for that, Lucius?
Yeah, let me see if I can find it for you.
Fire swallowing fart chick?
Woman farts fire.
That's what I'm going to do then. Fire swallowing fart chick. I'm going to go with that. Man, that is a next level.
Man,
that's a next level talent here. Yeah, women. Well, no, it's just lighting a fart on fire, because it's one thing to just light your fart on fire, like Lloyd Christmas style,
farts on fire.
But to eat the fire
and then laugh like ha ha ha, you know, makes them silly.
That is pretty crazy. Yeah. All right, well, I'm on the sword swallowing deal.
It's still insane to me.
Believed to have originated around 4,000 years ago with Indian fakirs, whatever that word is, and shaman priests. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then it started to spread from India to China to Greece, Rome, Japan, Middle East, eventually Europe, and then also to an NBA arena halftime show near you. There you go. There you go, Wolchuk. We got it confirmed here with the AI Google.
Thank you.
So,
thank you, AI Google.
That is next level, dude. Whoever is the first person, like the first guy or lady to think and try.
Let me go ahead and
I'm going to take this blade and shove it into my body.
Crazy.
And then I'm just going to pull it out. I'm not going to puke. I'm not going to cut something. I'm not going to hurt myself. This is not going to go fatal on me.
Yeah.
That's an insane type of person right there.
Absolutely. And we did get the 214 that said allegedly there might have been a pedal that was damaged on Red Panda's unicycle.
See, maybe some foul play. Yeah.
I think
somebody wanted to see her not do it anymore.
Why?
Yep.
Very Nancy Kerrigan.
Nancy Kerrigan move.
Yeah, dude.
Must be like a plate spinner or something.
Yes. Somebody wanted that job.
Somebody wanted that
Take
job.
Take her out.
Yeah, dude.
My dog can jump through these hoops.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Watch me throw this frisbee to this dog.
Okay, here's my goal for tomorrow.
Yep.
Not only are we going to have
the broadest
tongue shoes, okay, we're also going to have Wolchuk attempting to do some sword swallowing.
Absolutely.
No, I'm just kidding. I would like to dig this up and get the fire-eating fart fire chick.
I'm trying to find that joint.
Get that video on the fan cam.
I should have bookmarked it when I seen it. I was like, look at this.
Yeah, that is truly all-time stuff. All right.
It happened at a vacation spot, too, so there's like families all sitting around, you know what I'm saying? Kids and everything.
Eats fire, farts flame.
Okay, that sounds promising, Wolchuk.
Eats fire, farts flame.
Eats fire, farts flame sounds like the headline that we're looking for.
Oh, man.
Oh, there it is.
Yep.
Eats fire.
Yep, that's it.
Wow. Farts flame.
I'm about to send it to you, bro.
Unbelievable. Ooh, I'm so excited for this, dude. The anticipation is crazy on this right now. I am fired up.
She is so proud of this.
Yeah, man.
Well hey, she should be proud of herself.
Yeah. She is just shooting.
This is all-time unique.
Flames out of her rear end.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So we got a blondie.
That's
not large in size.
That's graphic.
I mean, by most standards, just relatively attractive. She eats the fire. Oh, my gosh. And then she does the bend.
Uh-huh.
Jersey Turnpike. Bang! Bang! Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
4, 5. Oh, my Lord.
Impressive, man.
She is proud of herself.
Very much
That
so.
Was one flame eating. That was a 5-flame fart that came afterwards.
Excellent.
On the backfire.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
When you ingest it.
That is a ridiculous talent, dude. I am blown freaking away right now.
It's amazing.
Lucius, thank you so much. Oh my gosh.
Wait, that's who should replace Red Panda.
Hey, we gotta get this chick on the show. We gotta get to the bottom of how
she looks like a Russian bride.
Like where just the who, what, where, when, and why. We got 5 questions.
90-day fiance.
Like who inspired you? You know, was there somebody, or is she pioneering this? You know, for all I know, she's the first person to decide I'm going to eat that fire,
my ass hammered,
and then I'm going to go ahead and fire fart that thing back out. It's crazy. By way of entertainment, she's monetized this.
Yes,
all-time yes. entrepreneur. Okay, this is just incredible. Let's see, Anna Delos, Magic Girl.
Oh, she's got her name's the Magic Girl.
The TikTok video. That's what it looks like. Her That's what looks like her name is or whatever. So we're going to go and we're going to try and get her on the show. I think that's the right thing to do. We need to get her as much.
I'm sure she'd be willing to jump on.
That is just beautiful. Hopefully
she can speak English.
We have a great question from the 940. What happened?
Don't you?
What happened in college football talk? This segment sucks. It's a great question.
Well, these
and here's what happened, dude. We went down the sword swallowing, fire eating, and farting rabbit hole. What do you expect from us? Can you imagine? Can you imagine thinking you were going to do college football, then all of a sudden we go down here? Thank you, old Chuck, for bringing this to our attention.
It's my pleasure.
It's an important conversation. Thank I think you. We're the only ones in the world having it.
I don't know why more people don't ask questions about the sword swallow.
Here's what you need to know about the college football. The EA Sports game won. Texas Tech home games, you are actually going to see them launching tortillas from the stands onto the turf.
There
let's
you go.
All right. So let's just start there. That's honestly on a sports bucket list for me. I've never been to Texas Tech, never been to Lubbock.
Let me know when you want to go.
Never been to a game. I know Walchuk's got the hook up there with the Red Raider insider, but I would love to be a part of the pageantry of launching tortillas onto the field. The other thing is Kentucky punter Aiden Laros has a toughness rating of 0 in college football 26.
Oh,
the video
no.
game.
He missed tackles?
He's the only player in the game with a 0 in the toughness category.
Why?
And it feels like perhaps either just an accident or some type
did
of
something happened last
some
year
type or? Of personal yeah, like where's the highlight that's demonstrating this guy has 0 toughness? Not to say punters should have a huge high toughness number, but the idea that he's the only guy, why is he being singled out? Aiden Laros of Kentucky, their punter, only player in the game with a 0 in that category. I would like to think this is going to put a chip on his shoulder, and he's going to be out for blood.
He's going to kick ass next year.
All right, Fan After Dark, crosstalk next year in the nation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, we got some Ask Reddit questions that might be featured, might not be, on the morning show tomorrow. All right, we're going to go through this, do maybe a little cross promo. I think that's good for the station, just in general.
Fantastic.
Just going ahead and loving each other. Great, this is what we do. Station. We're just a big happy family here on 105 Through the Fan. We do get the Fan After the Dark. It's going to be a 1 hour quickie.
Blink and you miss it.
Man, Fred Davis, the three-time Hall of Famer, the one and only CA, Chris that's Arnold. Down. What's coming up on the show, fellas?
Just a little this, a little that.
A little bit of everything.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at this, look at that. A little potery, if you will.
A little this, a little that, and like a this center.
We got Jacob Ray on the ones, twos, and threes. So, I mean, you know, we'll get to a little bit of Rangers and then just wherever the night takes us.
Let's go. I'm ready for this. Okay.
Man,
fire away.
Hey, y'all's guy, or our guy, your guy, Blake Elliott. He's having himself
a time.
My
man is living the Vita Loca right now over in Greece.
No question about it. I saw his latest post from 11 hours ago. He's got a hodgepodge of different photos. Beautiful. I mean, in Greece,
he's like
we're looking
thoughts
at.
Thoughts by Jack Handy over there right now.
Yeah, did you see his caption?
The Handyman?
Carter Freeman showed me.
Blake Live.
What he wrote.
Underscore, perhaps two underscores there.
It is Blake Live underscore
not to be
underscore.
With Blake Lively.
right.
That's right. No. Blake Live underscore underscore.
On his trip to Greece, he writes, "Every trip rewires something. New streets, new languages.
That's weed.
But mostly, new pieces of me. I used to just travel to see things. Now I move to understand who I'm becoming."
Oh, baby.
Seen an opium den?
Brought to you by Blake Elliott. Live from Greece. That is incredible, man.
He's got the Benjamin with him, so, sure, you know, take
he's
that
profound.
For what it's worth.
Yeah, there's no
he's
question.
So
that man, for what it's
he's,
worth.
He's got that Sean Penn on him.
He's got
sure
the
does.
Benjamin Franklin, for sure.
I love
real
it,
Harvey
dude.
Milk, that guy.
He's got that. He's got that that Kelvin Benjamin on him.
Nah,
he's,
I'll tell you what, though. He FaceTimed me from a club that he was at Saturday.
Giannis
just ripping on the Penn Roethlisberger.
No. I mean, just as far as like the I mean, it was live where he was at. I mean, you're talking about thousands of people. I mean, it's just walking up to random women, FaceTiming them. Hey, here's my buddy Fred from America.
You want
to
fly
I
in?
Mean, just he, I'll tell you what. I wish I could take the time off, but no, he was having a good time. And I mean, we know how Blake is. I mean, Blake's never met a stranger.
No,
you know, so. Mm-hmm. No, he's having a good time. Talk to him today. He's got two more days there. And, you know, just living the Vita Loca as only Blake Elliott can do.
All right, here we go. A couple of Fuego Rapido style Ask Reddit questions that may or may not be featured tomorrow morning. Let's see. What illegal thing do you often do?
Speed. Not the drug.
Often.
Not wear a seatbelt.
Oh, go seatbelt free, huh?
Does your it stops beeping and you just... Your alarm, seatbelt.
After a while, it just stops, or I'm just so.
Is this something illegal or something? What's the question again?
Yeah, what illegal thing do you most often do?
Oh, I was about to say, because I always throw my trash in like my neighbor's trash can things.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that neighbor.
And you don't talk to him about it?
My neighbor's got like really good recycle bins, and I hate just throwing trash away. I separate the stuff. And
did you ask first, though?
No, I didn't. My apartment.
So you're throwing trash in the recycle?
Somebody
else's
trash.
No. I'm taking my recycling and putting in his recycling area.
Oh,
you know what? You're trying to be a good Samaritan.
You're trying to help the planet, Broadus.
You know what? I will
do.
Well,
I have like though when I do cook like the seafood boil thing we did the other day.
So you take your stank ass trash
and I'll throw it in that there too.
Okay.
Sometimes,
all right. Yeah. Fair enough.
Well, you know what?
I don't want to walk all the way down to the other end, so I kind of halfway make it.
If I walk the dog and the dog. Poops.
Oh, you're not that guy, are you?
I will pick up the dog poop, and if I see a trash can
come
that's out and available, instead of like continuing to carry the poop around, I will dump it in somebody's
trash.
Oh,
no, that's fine, but I mean, I thought you were going to say you didn't pick up the dog poop.
No, of course I will.
That's...
I mean, the only time I've ever said, you know what, F this, is if it's a runny poo.
Yeah, because at that point you need like a hose.
I don't know what to do with this.
Go knock on the
door.
You're
not supposed to pick that one up.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad. I mean, like I'll try, and then it's just smearing.
Bro, it's
did
for
you
the
like
streets.
Look around? Can you tell like when the dog's smearing? You're just kind of looking around, like, oh, please. Oh,
we had a horror story a couple weeks ago. I don't know. I had to take this dog, put it in the bath. It was awful, man. The crap got everywhere.
Dude, you and poo, man. It's like it's a thing.
What do you mean, me and poo's a thing?
I think you know exactly what I'm talking about.
That was my friend.
Your friend's pooping at your house.
Yeah.
Your dog pooping all over the thing.
Sound like you're talking this.
You know.
Yeah.
A lot of going on with you, Wolchuk, when it comes to poop.
I hate poop.
Yeah, as you should. I feel real quick, I do feel like the Poop Cruise was a little overrated. The
you
show
thought it was?
Yeah,
55
so.
Minute, easy watch.
But what'd you think of the Rob Ford one? Have you seen that one yet?
No.
Okay.
Is he the mayor? That's my
Toronto?
Man.
That's, look, if we're trying to lock in, I mean, okay, people are lost at sea with poop. Oh, wow, that hurts. You're going to make it.
Yeah, it does hurt.
You're going to make it.
They're walking in urine and poo.
Oh, boo hoo. Guess what? Rob Ford was doing crack. And was running a major global city, okay? Yeah. That's impressive to
beaming
me.
Beaming up, bro, in a parking lot.
And then...
beaming up in a parking lot.
And using official Toronto paperwork. Hey, donate to my football camp, would you please? I mean, this guy had it. Smoking crack and coaching football. Man. What's more American than that?
Dynamic duo.
They have a pretty good offense.
I mean, he was the offensive line coach.
Oh, was he?
So
running the veer.
I'll tell you that line coach with the Dolphins now is looking him up.
Krista Forster.
Oh,
he's dead though. He's dead. I mean, I hate to spoil it.
Oh, Ford died.
Yeah, he's dead. He's dead. Sorry,
I was going to watch it. Now I'm
no, it's still worth
it's
the
fantastic,
watch,
bro.
His bodyguard was like, "Look, I got this guy's back, no matter what." Rob had my back.
Is he like an all-time friend kind of a thing? Is that why he was his bodyguard?
100%.
People loved him. He was smoking rocks, and he still got the job of mayor. Yes. He's being honest about it.
Yeah. Yes. He says, I'm smoking rocks, and vote for me. That was his campaign.
Beaming up, bro.
Vote for me. Hey, I'm high.
When old girl told him to eat what? And he's like, I got plenty to eat
at
home.
I got plenty at home. Let me stop down this message real quick to send a shout out. Like, this man is out of control.
Let's fire this one up.
Netflix. Netflix. Right. No, I'm telling you.
No, he's the greatest.
I'm telling you right now. Forget the Poop Cruise. Rob Ford.
Okay.
Must watch television.
What is the best car you've ever owned?
2008 Acura TL.
A truck you sold me that got stolen.
Oh. 2016 Chevy Silverado.
I mean, that thing was a beauty.
LTZ.
No, you did me right. I appreciate that. I mean, and then we walk outside and they're like, gone. Bro, I thought you parked it over here. I guess not.
Yeah.
Probably the Lexus. Low jack? No low jack?
No. We walked outside and it was gone. And the lady's like, I think I saw him do it. I'm like,
that's the worst.
I know. I know CA was driving something cool.
Back in the day when I first moved down here, I bought a Porsche. It wasn't a brand new Porsche. It was a Porsche, and then the window wouldn't work, and that cost like $600. I'm just now working down here. I'm making McDonald's money at K104 back in those days, and I'm like,
little did I know that like 20 years later, you'd be like number one 10 straight years.
Yeah, exactly. But back then, I'm just fresh out of college, and I got a Porsche, an older Porsche, but it's a Porsche.
Yeah.
Then the engine went dead.
9/11?
Yeah, it was a 911.
Okay.
So
that's strong.
This is when the Porsche turned into a car. And I've never bought an expensive car since because I foolishly, because I didn't have the cash on hand, I paid for a rebuilt engine on a credit card. It's $4,000. I paid $8,000 over time because I didn't know any better. I didn't know there was the interest rate on the credit card is like compounded. So I'm paying forever on a car that I didn't have anymore. The engine. And like I said, I'm not buying
Happy Bobby
expensive
Bobby
car
DNA.
Anymore. That was way back when, because I'm like, it turned into a car. It wasn't a Porsche anymore. It was a car. It was transportation.
Me and my brothers all shared as our first car, $5,000, 1987, candy red Chevy.
And it's still sitting in the driveway.
It
Chevy
is, actually.
What?
Chevy what?
Chevy, just Chevy pickup.
Okay. Oh, okay. Like what, an S10 or a Silverado?
Silverado.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. It was hot until we all wrecked it about a million times. A million times.
There you go.
I'll tell you a car that I wished I'd never sold. When I was in high school, lady down the street divorced her husband and he told her to sell the car. She sold me, a high school kid, a 66 Mustang for $200. At the time, it didn't have air conditioning. I had to put air conditioning in. That thing is that thing's worth a couple $20,000 or 20. We're talking about a 66 Mustang because it's a collector's item.
Might be worth
item.
More than that.
I was going to say, seriously.
But, you know, you go off to college, you get an upgrade, do something else, and then come down to Dallas, you get your Porsche.
Damn. Mm.
But yeah, I had a 66 Mustang. All right.
Bet you look damn good in it too, CA.
Mm-hmm. Fan After Dark coming up next. More of Fred, more of CA. Woo! The legendary stories continue. Thank you very much to Lucius Alexander, 5 hours flawless. Again, Carter Freeman coordinating the video. Eric Bryan. I'm Zach Wolsing. Until tomorrow at 2. Hugs and hand pounds, everybody.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.